Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is August 18th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. I just saw a comment that said, get a pot of coffee and calm down. I think coffee actually wires you, but some people, I don't know, maybe it does something else for other people. I just saw someone come in from Bulgaria. So welcome to our international audience coming in. We're so happy to have you. I see Taunton, Massachusetts, Georgetown, Texas. Thank you very much for the happy birthday wishes. I see them coming into the chat. Atlanta, Missouri, North Dakota. Let's see who else is coming in because the chat's going to start moving fast any moment here. Michigan as well. Ohio, I see as well. Let's see who else. Louisiana, New Bedford, Massachusetts, Illinois, Florida, Canton, Ohio, Mesa, Arizona, Kansas, California. Hello. Hello to our friends in Pennsylvania, in Texas. God bless Texas as well. New Jersey. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey and Delaware and another Pennsylvania on the East Coast. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. New Zealand, hello to our friends across the globe in New Zealand. Thank you for joining us this evening here in New York. I think New Zealand has like a 10-plus hour time difference, if I'm not mistaken. It's over 10 hours. So we appreciate you joining us. Canada, I see Canada. Thank you very much. Our wonderful neighbors in Canada, we're very happy to have you with us tonight. Selkirk, New York, that's near Albany. So hello to our neighbors. I believe it's near Albany, Selkirk. So we're happy to have you with us, our neighbors in New York, as well as our moderators. And we have some pics to show you of something the mod sent. They call themselves the Mod Squad for my birthday. They sent the puppies and all the animals, Arca Grace, all sorts of gifts. And so we'll show that at the end. We were very appreciative of that. Hello to our Ark of Grace team as well. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Romania, hello to Romania that just came in. Very happy to have you. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about because the meeting that took place today between Zelensky and Trump with Europe in tow, we'll get into that in a moment. Lots to break down, lots to prophetically break down as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer, and then we will get into the ins and outs of what happened. So as people are jumping in, we thank you for joining us, and we'll get into why Zelensky was in D.C. We'll get into all of that after prayer. So we're going to give this over to the Lord on the eve of my birthday. So, yep, tomorrow is my actual birthday. So I thank you for the birthday wishes of people that have been putting them in the chat. I very much appreciate it. So this is the eve. So it's fun to be with all of you on the eve before that. So let's open up in prayer and then we'll begin tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Father, wash us, cleanse us. Father, we just acknowledge that your mercies are new. We praise you for that. Your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary, purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Father, we praise you that Jesus Christ made a spectacle and an open show of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished," descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended back into heaven where he rules and reigns at the right hand of the Father forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing, the name above all names before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Lord, let the glory and your power and the weight of your presence mightily move. Father God, you are welcome to have your way. Your presence is welcome, Father God, to go forth and accomplish the fullness, Lord, of what you have purposed tonight, Father. Let the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ go forth and be the counselor and minister to those who are watching, Father. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you order our steps tonight, Father, that you order my words, that you lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Be our front and rear guard, Father. Fill us with your wisdom, Father God, your vision, your words, Father God, as we go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, to fill this place, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every work of darkness and iniquity, plot, scheme, contract, assignment, curse, hex, vex, spell, witchcraft of any kind, incantation, sorcery, sabotage, and harm. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command it broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the area you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent to this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we most certainly just the clay. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life breathed into us, Father. We praise you because we owe you every breath, because you are Yahweh. You are the breath. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, Father. You are holy. You are righteous. You sit on the highest throne. You are the righteous judge. El Shaddai, Elohim, the Lord of hosts, you weigh the matters of men and nations, Lord, and we praise you, Father God. We give you all the glory, Father God. We know our victory is through Christ. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, that the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us, Lord. We give you all the glory tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone who was with us during prayer, and those of you who are jumping on during prayer. If you could share this broadcast, like and subscribe, we very much appreciate it. Esther has joined us for this special edition of Trump Zelensky, the clash in D.C. So let's talk about what happened, because big, big meeting today in Washington, D.C., and we're going to get into prophecy as well. We're going to break this down. There's a lot of components to this, but Zelensky, the leader of Ukraine, and a gaggle of European leaders, no kidding, descended upon the White House today for a very serious meeting with President Trump after President Trump concluded his meeting in Alaska with Putin, the leader of Russia. So now was Zelensky's turn to come. And it's interesting because Alaska was chosen for Putin for that meeting. But Washington, D.C. was chosen for Zelensky. And if you remember, the last meeting that President Trump had Zelensky at Washington, D.C., we watched a hot mess erupt where Zelensky just short-circuited basically on national TV and got quite fresh, to be honest. And so it's interesting that they made him come back to the very place that that all took place for this meeting. So very strategic, choosing two different locations for the meetings with these two leaders and their nations that are at war with each other basically right now. So we're going to put a video up and we're going to play a couple minutes of it for you. This is Trump and Zelensky.
Seven very powerful leaders from...
Wear a jacket, as requested, to the White House. So, apparently that was requested, that he wear a a jacket or some type of...
And we're going to be meeting with them right after this meeting. And thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. If I can, first of all, thank you for the invitation, and thank you very much for your efforts, personal efforts to stop killings and stop this war. Thank you. And using this opportunity, many thanks to your wife, First Lady of the United States. She sent a letter to Putin about our children, abducted children, and my wife, she, First Lady of Ukraine. She gave the letter. It's not to you, to your wife.
Oh, I want.
Yeah. So we are saying this sensitive topic. Yeah. Yes, please. And thanks to our partners, and that you supported this format, that after our meeting we can have leaders who are around us, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Finland, EU, NATO. Mm-hmm. I mean, all partners around Ukraine,
yeah, they're all
supporting
coming.
Us. Thanks to them. Thank you very much for invitation.
Thank you very much for being here.
President Trump.
Do you think it's fair?
Yes, Peter, go ahead.
Thank you, President Trump. So, President Zelensky, you say in a post on X today, Russia must end this war, which it itself started. President Trump, you say President Zelensky of Ukraine can end the war with Russia almost immediately if he wants to.
Almost returned the only translator that...
And then they go to... Yep, because that's what happens on YouTube. But you saw enough of it. That's enough of it to get the point across. So very different demeanor than last time he was there. And those European leaders, the gaggle that showed up, it would have been, imagine what would have happened on national TV if Zelensky pulled what he pulled last time amidst all of Europe, who he's trying to woo and make believe that he's the complete victim in this. And so very interesting, different approach here when it comes to this. And so basically, Zelensky said he and Trump discussed Ukraine security guarantees in the best talks yet. And I'll just read to you a little bit here. Zelensky and European leaders are holding Ukraine talks with Donald Trump at the White House. Zelensky says they have had very good talks, parentheses, today about sensitive matters, including security guarantees. Trump says the U.S. will provide security guarantees for Ukraine as part of any peace deal, and he claims Russia will accept them. Trump says a ceasefire is not needed to negotiate ending the conflict, but President Emmanuel Macron of France, of course, he's there. He just, let me tell you, he's looking for other reasons to be in the U.S. right now, too. And German Chancellor Friedrich Merz urge for a ceasefire. Trump says he will call the Russian President Vladimir Putin later today, I guess, to discuss what went on in the meeting. Now, interestingly enough, over the past 3 to 4 months, President Trump has been part of negotiating at least 5 peace deals when it came to conflicts around the world. So to go back to May, in May, he helped broker the India and Pakistan conflict, if you remember that erupted. In June, it was Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. He helped broker that peace deal. I would love to see President Trump as well get involved more in the slaughtering of Christians in the Congo right now by crazed Islamists who are possessed by the kingdom of darkness. And that is a very serious, horrific issue going on in the Congo right now and in Syria. So please pray for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world, because they are literally in a hornet's nest. They are in an active war zone. Christians are actively being butchered in these areas. So in June, Rwanda, Democratic Republic of Congo, President Trump helped broker that deal. And in June as well, Israel and Iran, and what happened there, and Operation Midnight Hammer. In July, President Trump was involved in brokering the Thailand and Cambodia peace deal, basically, and ending the conflict there. And then in August, there was Armenia and Azerbaijan. I guess let me see if I can pronounce this again. Yeah, Azerbaijan, I would pronounce it, in August. And so that was also brokered. So he literally has been involved in the past 3 to 4 months in brokering 5 peace deals around the world. This would be his 6th, which we'll get into in a moment. If he can successfully do this with Russia and Ukraine, this would be the 6th one in about 4 months or so. 6 being the number of man. So isn't it interesting, of all the deals that could be brokered, Russia and Ukraine would be the 6th peace deal, 6 being the number of man, and that part of the world has a very involved role to play in the coming war of Ezekiel and the events in Revelation. So I find it very interesting. This would be the 6th one of all of them that was brokered, being what that part of the world prophetically means to the war of Ezekiel and the events of Revelation. So keep that in mind as well. Now, with this whole thing with Putin and Zelensky, prophetically speaking, you have the 2 phases of King Saul. So both of them are each at a phase in King Saul's life. And so you have, first you have King Saul, who attempted to do some right before the Lord, but was quite corrupt. And that is Putin. 1 Samuel 13, around there. So you have Saul, who attempted to do some right before the Lord, but actually was quite steeped in corruption at that point, but was still attempting to do some right. Then, so that's Putin. Then you have the second phase of Saul, who lost his mind, tried to kill David, went to the witch of Endor, performed an occultic ceremony that opened the gate for his full judgment and his wounding and death eventually in battle. That's in 1 Samuel 28. That is more in the area of Zelensky. So they're both Sauls. And interestingly enough, they represent the 2 phases of Saul. And you can actually see each phase of Saul in each leader. So if you look at the name Endor, because in 1 Samuel 28 is the account where Saul goes to the witch of Endor to call up the spirit of Samuel, which it was blasphemous to God. It was dark arts. It was necromancy. It was forbidden in God's law. And out of desperation to win a war, keep this in mind, out of desperation for Saul to win a war that he was losing in, he goes to the witch of Endor. The word end is in the name Endor because Saul was led to that darkness which compelled him and became his end. So it's interesting that the word end is in Endor in talking about that account. Zelensky is being compelled to a degree along a similar path. Now, something else interesting to note here. August 3rd, 2025, which was 12 days before Putin met with President Trump on the 15th of August. So 12 days before that, on August 3rd, 12 being, biblically speaking, having to do with government and rule, and 15 days before President Trump and Zelensky meet in Washington, D.C., something happens. So we're going to put up the article of what happened in August 3rd to kick off the month of August before these 2 very serious meetings transpired, and a volcano erupts for the first time in centuries in Russia's far east, and it was called the Krasheninnikov, I guess, right? Krasheninnikov, I guess, would be the name of the volcano, spelled K-R-A-S-H-E-N-I-N-N-I-K-O-V. Krasheninnikov, I guess, is how you would say it. That volcano erupted on Russian soil for the first time in centuries before this meeting took place. Do I think that's an accident? No, I don't. I believe there are prophetic signs and groanings of the earth in areas that are strategic, that are going through conflict, that are prophetically significant to the scope of what comes in, you know, in the end times and what unfolds there. So 12 days before Putin and Trump meet, this volcano erupts, 12 being the number, biblically speaking, of government and rule. So just wanted to point that out to you, because I don't think that's any accident that that happened. And then these meetings began to unfold and take place. Now, it's an eruption on Russian soil. Keep that in mind, that it's an eruption on Russian soil, which could, you know, prophetically point at Russia, you know, imploding from within as we kind of go forth in this, you know, in the next, I don't know, 6 months or so, or within the next 6 months or year. So I would just keep an eye on that. Now, we're going to put up another article from the Straits Times. Thank you. And it says, Ukraine, Zelensky accuses Russia of cynical strikes ahead of Trump talks. This happened before Zelensky arrived at the White House today. President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of unleashing cynical attacks on Ukrainian civilians that he said were designed to undermine his talks with U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington on August 18th. Officials in Ukraine said a drone attack on a residential complex in the northern city of Kharkiv killed at least 7 people, including a 1-year-old girl. Strikes also hit the southeastern city. Oh, this is, let me see if I can pronounce this here. Zaporizhzhia, killing 3 people, they said. This was a demonstrative and cynical Russian strike, Mr. Zelensky wrote on social media platform X. Of course he did. The Russian war machine continues to destroy lives despite everything, he added. Putin will commit demonstrative killings to maintain pressure on Ukraine and Europe, as well as to humiliate diplomatic efforts. After rolling out the red carpet for Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on August 15th, Mr. Trump is leaning on Ukraine to accept a deal to end Europe's deadliest war in 80 years, which has killed tens of thousands and displaced millions. Let me tell you why the 80 is significant here. President Trump is going to be 80 years old next year. Moses was 80 years old when he was called through a burning bush by Almighty God to go back to Egypt and basically go to war against Pharaoh to get the Jewish people free from over 400 years of slavery. So it's prophetically interesting that this would be at the 80-year mark that we are watching all of this unfold. Now, I'm going to present a question to you here. We know Russia is not innocent by any means, but these strikes are all too convenient for Zelensky coming into this meeting in Washington, D.C. with President Trump. I think it's quite plausible that Zelensky launched airstrikes on his own people to make Russia look like they did it and make Russia look unwilling in order to sabotage the progress that President Trump had made with Russia and make Zelensky look like the victim coming into these meetings. I think that this is plausible. I'm not saying 100% this happened. I am saying it's all too convenient that Zelensky would be so quick to jump on and talk about these strikes right after the progress that was made with Putin in Alaska. So it's totally plausible Zelensky is bombing his own people and doing drone strikes on his own people in order to make it look like Russia did it, in order to make them look like the victims, Zelensky and Ukraine coming in, and to paint Russia in a bad light to try to throw a wrench and a sabotage in the progress that was made. So I'm just saying, this is a Saul. This is how Saul acts. Saul will lie. Saul chased David for well over 8 years, lying about everything David did, painting David out to be a horrific human being, trying to turn the kingdom against him, Saul trying to make himself be the victim in all of it. That's a Saul. And we're watching some of these same things unfold. Now, am I calling Putin a David? No, I'm not. But I'm saying that Saul went on a campaign to make himself look like a victim in all of this, when truly he was quite the aggressor. So we'll go on here. We have another article for you, and then we're going to get into some prophecy. Now, this is a prophecy fulfilled that is unfolding right before our very eyes. So I'm going to read to you the article, then I'm going to give you the word. So this is from Sputnik International. Zelensky transfers $50 million to UAE, United Arab Emirates, every month, obtained through corruption, reports are saying. Turkish newspaper, oh my gosh, now I have to try to pronounce this. Hold on. Idinalik published on Monday the bank accounts of companies based in the UAE involved in the corruption scheme of Volodymyr Zelensky's cronies. About 50 million are transferred to the Middle Eastern countries every month. Since last year, Ukraine has been rocked by allegations of corruption, which can strike the Kiev government in the very heart, the newspaper reported, adding that the main problem for Zelensky is that his inner circle is also involved in the corruption case. Zelensky's closest circle transfers about $50 million a month to the accounts of two companies linked to Andrei Gimarin, the alleged disposer of funds obtained through corruption, the newspaper reported. Okay, this is a report that just came out. There were representatives and senators sharing this as well on X. So $50 million every month as a bailout plan he's sending to the UAE. Now, I'm going to read you two words from the Lord. Actually, I think there's three here. Three words from the Lord having to do with what is coming out now. So the first one goes back to February 7th and 8th, 2022. And it says, there are those in Congress who are speaking out against the tensions of Russia and China, that blasphemous dragon, and Ukraine. However, Capitol, says the Lord of Hosts, they have had secret meetings by computer with the consulates and advocates and ministers of these leaders and have secretly struck a deal and are doing such and opening up avenues of great monetary value. This is back in 2022, and great weaponry and great capital technology in order to make a deal for such, for they are casting lots capital for Ukraine. The Haymans are casting lots capital for Ukraine, for they have foolishly thought they had the power of others going forth with them, that they have no opposition to such. However, says the Lord, the book of Esther, just watch, says the Lord, just watch, for you shall and will see divine reversals and sudden changes in course that shall begin to lead things in an unexpected direction, says the Lord of Hosts. The explosiveness has just begun, as a string of eruptions shall occur both from within the earth and around the world, says the Lord. So the Lord, back February 7th and 8th, because the word came in two pieces, in 2022, is talking about these secret meetings involving Ukraine that are opening up avenues of great monetary value, great weaponry, and great technology, and that they were casting lots for Ukraine. Now, he also says in that same word, the explosiveness has just begun, a string of eruptions. So somehow these two would be tied together. Well, I told you at the beginning of August, August 3rd, that you had the volcanic eruption for the first time in centuries in Russia, but there was a string of eruptions that actually happened before that, and including the one from Russia at the beginning of August. And then the truth comes out that Zelensky has been sending $50 million a month to the United Arab Emirates as a bailout plan. Now, February 26, 2023, do not listen to the noise the enemy is attempting to create near the area of Ukraine. Do not listen to the noise coming from the leadership of Ukraine, for he has filled himself with gall as well. He has made deals with sons of the devil, and that shall be revealed, and those deals shall be broken because they were made by paper doll figures. That shall be shaken in this hour, for Europe will not play Scrabble in this season, and they're the ones all at the meeting, and reword and rework the lettering of what they want to do, and the deals and alliances they want to make, says the Lord. For I, the Lord thy God, am setting the standard in stone in this season. I am etching it in stone, says the Lord. That was another one. And then November 14th, 2024 was very interesting, connected to the $50 million a month. It says in capitals, November 14th, 2024, the bear shall be sent back to hibernate, that's Russia, and the ruin of Ukraine. The funds that have been hidden away in other nations and offshore accounts shall be forensically discovered, says the Lord, and shall be taken from the leader, parentheses, to rebuild the ruin. The bear shall be sent back to hibernate. Now, bears go into hibernation in mid to late fall, around, okay, depending on the breed of bear. So the bear is Russia, mid to late fall. Bears go into hibernation. So the bear shall be sent back to hibernate, and the ruin of Ukraine, the funds that have been hidden away in other nations and offshore accounts shall be forensically discovered, says the Lord. And here it comes out that $50 million a month is going to the United Arab Emirates in order for Zelensky to have himself a bailout plan and be involved with the Middle East to try to bail him out. So look at what he's doing. He's got that much money going a month to the UAE, and then he's got a gaggle of European leaders all coming as well. He's trying to hedge his bet. He's burning the candle at both ends, and all he's going to end up burning is himself. Because the Lord said, the paper doll figures that they'll be shaken in this hour, for Europe will not play Scrabble in this season and reword and rework the lettering of what they want to do and the deals and alliances they want to make, says the Lord. That's February 26, 2023. And here they all come, a gaggle of them trying to play Scrabble at the White House with Zelensky against Trump. So wanted to share all that with you. Praise the Lord. But that's coming out now. So that started circulating, I think, yesterday. And being shared as well on X with this 50 million. Now, I'll tell you why 50 is also important here. 50 is also important because 50 on the Jewish calendar is the Jubilee. 50 has to do with what is stolen being given back, land being given back to the people that was taken, and slaves being set free. And that's the number. I will tell you, too, that 50, I believe, is the number of cubits the gallows was in the book of Esther that Haman attempted to build for Mordecai that Haman was hung on. So isn't it interesting, of all numbers, it's 50 million for those two reasons, because of the Jubilee on the Jewish calendar, and because that was the 50-cubit gallows that was built by Haman to try to bring down Mordecai, that ultimately was Haman's fall. So that is not a mistake either. Now, interestingly enough, I put this word in here too, December 23rd, 2022, Ukraine, LGBTQ, Black Lives Matter, the Democratic Party, Green Energy Sector. A thread runs through it and a back channel to each to funnel and move what is necessary to keep afloat. That is what they're doing. All these agendas are a multi-headed beast that is connected by cash flow that is funneled depending on the talking head of the beast that they need to be the loudest in that moment. That is exactly what's going on. It is connected to the same body. It is a multi-headed beast from the abyss that is connected to the same body. Okay, now we have the Hill article for you, and we'll put this up. Okay, live updates. Momentum builds among European leaders for Putin, Zelensky to meet, because now that's the next step. Get your boxing gloves on for that one. But that's the next step. Okay, and I'll read to you a little bit. of the article here. Momentum appears to be building among European leaders for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin to join President Trump for a trilateral. Trump and Zelensky held a high-stakes Oval Office meeting Monday afternoon, which the Ukrainian leader described as, quote, very good. Leaders from NATO and six European nations, okay, we're going to get into this in a moment, then joined Trump and Zelensky in the White House East Room for further discussion. I'm going to show you something so interesting here. Remember, I had said that Russia would and Ukraine would be the sixth peace deal that, if he accomplishes it, which we're praying for him, that President Trump would accomplish, right? Six. Remember I said six is the number of man, and that area of the world is pivotal when it comes to the War of Ezekiel and the events in the book of Revelation as well. So there's your first six. Now you've got six European leaders as well coming and joining the meeting. So now you have six, six. So you start to see a pattern. Interestingly enough, there are 66 books of the Bible. And these European leaders and that part of the world is integral to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. So isn't that interesting? You've got two sixes. There's 66 books of the Bible. And prophetically speaking, these nations are very, very involved in not only in the War of Ezekiel, but also in the end time events of Revelation. I don't think that is a coincidence. I believe you watch these things prophetically play out for a reason. Okay, now we're going to go to the word of the Lord from November 15th, 2024. So this was about 8 days after the election, this word that was given. And this is what it says. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I shall deal with the two Sauls in Russia and Ukraine, says the Lord. Two Sauls waging a war for looks. Two Sauls waging a war to hold on to kingdoms that the anointing is not there and prevent those who are anointed from taking their seats. Capitals. The cash flow will dry up, says the Lord, and there will be nothing Europe can do about it. They're the ones in the meeting. For it is my doing, says the Lord. It is my doing. Russia rushed in and Ukraine made a spectacle. A hard correction is coming to both nations, Russia and Ukraine, and one shall suddenly lose their seat as the other lingers. One shall arise in the midst that I, the Lord God, have called to come forth, and your assassins will not be able to touch whom I, the Lord, have anointed, Putin. Do you hear me, says the Lord? Do you hear me, Zelensky? Your assassin shall be struck if you dare touch whom I, the Lord, am bringing to the forefront. The bear shall be sent back to hibernate, and the ruin of Ukraine, the funds that have been hidden away in other nations and offshore accounts, shall be forensically discovered, says the Lord, and shall be taken from the leader to rebuild the ruin. That last part was the part I took the having to do with the 50 million discovered that Zelensky is sending to the UAE. But this was November 15th, 2024, this word. And interestingly enough, Saul, because the Lord has referenced them as both Sauls, had the position without the anointing. David had the anointing without the position. Saul had the position without the anointing. You are watching two men battle over territory who have the position but don't have the anointing. And that is why it's so messy, because you're dealing with just like Saul, who was taken over by a dark spirit, you have entities over those areas that have high stakes in the realm of the spirit to maintain a jurisdiction over that area, battling over it because of the valuability of it that's coming when it comes to the latter events that we see in the War of Ezekiel and in the book of Revelation. May 29th, 2025. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Ukraine, says the Lord, the covenants made have caused much destruction, says the Lord. Zelensky and Putin, two Sauls who are about to fall on their own sword, says the Lord. For Saul refused to yield and stop the pursuit, capitals, when he was warned multiple times to stop the pursuit of David, and throwing his nation into chaos, he refused. He defied. He sought out a witch. He opened a gate of darkness to his demise, says the Lord. The same is happening here, says the Lord. I have warned, says the Lord, for the two King Sauls to stop the pursuit. says the Lord. Yet they have dug in their heels, and that pride capital shall now be their judge and cause them to fall, says the Lord. I'll stop right there. There's more to the word. But what I'm going to say is, the Lord says, I have warned, says the Lord, for the two King Sauls to stop the pursuit, yet they have dug in their heels. Now, that's interesting because now they're in front of a trumpet. He's warned them to stop the pursuit. They've dug in their heels. Now he has put each of them in front of a trumpet. What does a trumpet do? It makes noise. It's an alert. It's a warning. It draws attention. So literally, prophetically, these meetings are the playing out of what is being said in this word, because now they're in front of a trumpet who's making noise as well, telling them to stop the pursuit, to stop the war. Okay, let's continue. This is still May 29th, 2025. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Congress in America, says the Lord, capitals, highly embarrassing moments are about to occur, says the Lord. They shall step down in multiples, says the Lord. O leadership of the house, says the Lord, guard your hearts and minds, guard them, seek my will, says the Lord. For the will of flesh and mammon and lawlessness is swirling within the halls of Congress to attempt to veer them onto a path that is destructive, says the Lord. The heads of Congress must yield to me, says the Lord. What is destructive within bills, what are ticking time bombs. Do not allow such to pass through, says the Lord, for you were made gatekeepers of the law, not gatekeepers of what is negligent, says the Lord. There is a temptation, says the Lord, for the leadership in America, even within the walls of the White House, to turn the way of Saul. The Lord keeps saying, Saul, Saul, Saul. He's repeating himself through all of these words. To turn the way of Saul, says the Lord. That temptation has been put forth and led in by those who speak smooth words. However, their souls are tombs for what is dead, says the Lord. Intercede and pray, my children, capital, for David is being tempted to become Saul. Jehu is being tempted to compromise and allow worship at the high places of foreign gods that are dark rulers, says the Lord. The temptation has gone out, says the Lord, and my capital fire shall consume such and burn it up, if leadership yields, says the Lord. What's interesting about this word is the Lord goes, this was global judgment at the altar of pride. That was this word. The Lord goes from warning the two Sauls, Ukraine and Russia, to stop the pursuit, right? And he warns what happened to Saul. He sought out a witch, he opened the gate of darkness, and that brought his demise. Right after the Lord tells this account of what is scriptural, because he is the word, he's going to quote himself. The Lord goes right into Congress. You see, this is a warning. The warning about the Sauls that God is giving to Ukraine and Russia, he's giving to Congress. He's giving to the White House. This is a spirit. He's giving the warning of this is the way you're going. Turn back. I'm warning you to stop the pursuit, not only to Ukraine and Russia. I'm warning Congress, says the Lord, to stop the pursuit of the path you are going down that is completely destructive, filled with mammon, filled with flesh, and filled with lawlessness that is swirling around the halls of Congress. The Lord is putting them together for a reason, because Congress is next. The Sauls in Congress are going to fall next. That is what's happening right now. Saul didn't guard his heart and it turned him. He's giving that cautionary tale to the heads of Congress right now, because you're about to see heads of Congress come down. Because this was global judgment at the altar of pride. And the Lord goes into that as well, the warning of the temptation of that, of pride, of the temptation of idolatry. He's warning Congress, because this is not only about the heads of Russia and Ukraine trifling too close to the edge of catastrophe. It's a warning for the heads of Congress as well. And those that want to stir up the same disturbing spirit that tormented Saul, that caused him to go after David, that is what's being stirred up in Congress right now. This is why you're watching the filth and the infighting and the absolute nonsense you are watching right now, because Saul lost his mind in the middle of that. And guess what's happening? Guess what's happening to those in Congress right now? They're losing their mind, just like Saul. So that's a warning to them as well. And that's why the Lord put it together. Okay. July 3rd, 2025. And says the Lord of hosts, the leader of Ukraine has but a little time left before he steps into a trap and is no more. For he sought deals with darkness and mammon became his God. The ceremonies he has so done to curse have become a curse upon him and his family. He has but a short time to repent. Very short. Before he is lured into a trap, says the Lord. And it shall not be by Putin's doing, says the Lord, but by his own. Esther 2, says the Lord, Esther 2. Esther 2 is where the king's own guards conspired against him to kill him. It was those within his own ranks that attempted a coup to overthrow him and kill him. What the Lord is showing is that the same recipe is within the ranks of Zelensky's leadership actively right now. And this was given July 3rd, 2025. And what did the Lord say? He has but a short time to repent. Very short. So think about that. We are about a month and a half from this word. So when the Lord says very short, he means very short. So we're just going to keep a watch on that. July 18th, 2025, Europe, says the Lord. Europe has allowed an invasion, says the Lord. They shall see the greatest attack on their soil occur in this season. Intercede and pray to save the innocent, for palaces and bridges are being eyed, says the Lord. The Eiffel Tower is being eyed, says the Lord. Civil unrest in the streets, says the Lord, for that ancient spirit has laid claim to such territory as Ishmael attempts a great advance. The president of France is in danger, says the Lord. The leader of Spain is in danger, says the Lord. They, in this season, have set out to bring multiple heads of state down across multiple continents, says the Lord. And your own guards from within are involved, says the Lord. Heed this warning, says the Lord, before it's too late. And who's in the middle of that meeting? President of France. Right there with Zelensky. Not Putin, aligning with Zelensky against Putin. He's looking to bring down multiple heads of state right now for his own globalist agendas. And so it's interesting that the leader, he was one of the ringleaders, Macron, of this gaggle of European leaders that came for this meeting. And this warning was given July 18th, 2025. Let's see what else. We're going to put up another article here. Okay. Crimea betrayal. Trump tells Ukraine to abandon claim and accept Russia's control. Okay. Zelensky vows Ukraine will not concede Crimea despite Trump's remarks. U.S. President Donald Trump has escalated tensions ahead of a high-stakes White House meeting by pressuring Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to concede on two of Russia's core demands. Trump insisted that Kiev must drop its NATO membership ambitions and relinquish its claim to Crimea if it wants peace with Moscow. Posting on his social media platform, Trump declared there would be no getting back Crimea and no going into NATO by Ukraine, remarks that effectively align Washington with the Kremlin's longstanding position. He suggested Zelensky could end the war almost immediately if he agreed to these terms, but warned the conflict would continue if Kiev refused. Now, why is he adamant you have to drop NATO? Well, the reason, one of the reasons why this whole war started, because if you poke a bear enough times, it only takes a couple times to poke a bear to get them nice and angry, that bear is going to attack. And so when Trump was president in 2016, Putin went to Trump and said, can you give me some breathing room? Because your NATO forces are rammed right up against my border. So President Trump goes, okay, we'll back them up to Poland. So I think the NATO forces were backed up to Poland. It was left that way. That's why Putin never invaded Ukraine while President Trump was president from 2016 to 2020. Well, 2020 happens. Sleepy Joe gets into office. He's not really running the country. You know, they're behind the veil. The ones, the dark ones behind the veil, are running the country. And in an antagonistic decision. They take the NATO forces that President Trump moved back to Poland to give Putin breathing room and ram them right up against the border of Russia to provoke Putin and to start the war. That's why when Putin came to Alaska and him and Trump had his press conference afterwards, he said, had Trump been president in 2020, this war would have never happened. Why? Because Trump had moved the NATO line back that Biden's regime purposely rammed right up to Russia's border, purposely poked the bear, and purposely started this war for their own globalist agenda. Zelensky knows this, that this is what happened. I'll give you an example that we can relate to here in the United States of America. So say new leadership of Canada comes in and Canada goes, I want you to ram our forces right up to the border of America, right along that border of Michigan, New York, all the states that run against the border of Canada, Washington. We're going to ram our troops. We've had our troops away from that border, and we're playing nicey-nice with America. But suddenly, we see a bunch of well-armored troops and tanks and other machinery and weaponry rammed up against our border. Do you think America is going to sit back and go, oh, we're totally fine. We're totally fine with these forces just being rammed up to our border with their guns pointing at us, and we're just going to sit here and play nice. No, it's a provocation. That is what happened to Putin. He was purposely provoked. The bear, and when bears are provoked, they abandon all reason and logic, and they go into fight or flight. Well, it was fight for Putin. It wasn't flight, it was fight. And this is how the war began. And so this is what happened. And this is why for 4 years, Biden didn't move those NATO forces after the war began. He didn't call Putin and say, well, I'm going to move the NATO forces back. We need to stop this. Nope, they kept them rammed right up at the border, kept poking and provoking and threatening the bear for 4 years to continue the war. This is why now President Trump is saying to Ukraine, you cannot have NATO membership, because he already saw what, because Russia is almost interlocked by NATO forces is what the issue is. They would be almost completely interlocked if Ukraine went into NATO, and it would be another provocation of ramming NATO forces all around Russia's border and expecting Russia not to respond. So this is the backstory of all of this and why President Trump is saying to Zelensky, you cannot have NATO membership. This is part of the deal, because Biden and his regime purposely already screwed that up by purposely provoking with NATO forces Russia, which they felt so threatened, because when you corner a bear is going to charge. And there they went and invaded Crimea. So that's the backstory of that, just so you know. Now, in the middle of this, I'm going to segue here. Hillary Clinton, I think they invaded, when did they invade Crimea? I got to think about this for a minute. They invaded, was that under Obama they invaded Crimea? And then this was, I'm not sure, but Crimea was involved in this somehow. But Hillary Clinton comes out and she says, now, you have to watch when a serpent comes out of their hole and start speaking smooth words, because that's what the serpent did at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Hillary Clinton comes slithering out of her hole and she says, if Trump is able to make peace, oh, he deserves the Nobel Prize. Now, she's either got a fever or they're up to something, because none of these globalists, none of the corrupt want to give this man a Nobel Peace Prize. So by the very words of what she's saying, there is something set in motion to try to stop him if it looks like a locked deal for peace. That is what I discerned from that when she came out. And I was in the car yesterday with Chris on our way to church. and very strongly in my spirit and to my remembrance was brought back to me a dream I had October 27th, 2023. So strong it came on me. And the Lord brought it to my remembrance. I perceive it to be the Lord because of how strongly it was brought back to my remembrance and it hit my spirit. And it was a warning. And so I'm going to read the dream again because I believe this is at play. So it was October 27th, 2023 was the dream. And it was, and this is on our blog, by the way. You can go to our arcofgrace.org, hit blogs, hit current blog, and you will be able, I believe, to find this one within that blog. October 27, 2023. I was standing on a golf course and there were others with me. President Trump was dressed in a white polo shirt, white hat, and medium colored gray pants. He appeared to have a putter. His hair was frazzled and he was worked up. He looked a bit frazzled and unkempt at the moment. I was zoomed in to his leg for a moment. I believe it was his right leg. The pant leg was lifted up and he had a very large bruise, black and blue on the side of the calf, expanding the entire calf. And in the middle, there was an open wound. There was a wound beginning to open. Now I'm standing back with others on the golf course and the golf ball is a bit of a distance from the hole. President Trump lifts up his club, ran with the wound on his leg towards the ball, brought his club down, hit the ball very hard, and it made a straight line like a rocket to the hole and went in. So that was the dream. Now, this came to me very strongly in the middle of this. Now, I understand, pray for him. He's fighting a vein disorder or some type of blood flow issue that he's fighting at the moment that he was diagnosed with. So pray for his health because that could be part of it. But I think it's deeper than that. I think they would like nothing more than to take him out in a place of what he loves to do, which is golf. He does a lot of deals on the golf course. He does a lot of negotiations on the golf course. The golf course is a very open place, very, in a way, accessible. And this dream was brought back to my remembrance very strong in the middle of what we see happening with Ukraine and Russia. And then it was brought to my remembrance what Hillary Clinton said about he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize if he can negotiate peace. No, she's not doing that to play nicey-nice. They have no intention of wanting him to succeed in this. And they have already activated a plan that if he's getting too close in order to try to destroy him and derail this whole thing. Because if he is able to accomplish this, he is going to have the respect of the world more so than he had before. They, the corrupt, the globalists, are making a lot of money off this war. Zelensky is making a lot of money off of this war. When mammon is involved, when principalities and princes in the realm of the spirit over these regions are involved, and they have a legal jurisdiction and ratification in the realm of the spirit, the way to end that war is to utilize the power we have through Christ Jesus before the court of God to nullify the ratification that these principalities have to try to maintain control over these areas. So this is deeper than just on the surface making peace between two leaders. This is about denying the princes over that area in the realm of the spirit, the ratification that they believe they have legally to continue this war. And the corrupt as well, who are attached to that part of the kingdom of darkness, don't want this war to end. They don't. They're making too much money. They're moving too many things around under the radar that we don't even know about yet, but we'll soon find out. They've got a puppet in Zelensky on a world stage right now. And they've got Europe involved. They've got the UAE involved. They've got lots of business interests where they're funneling money every which way to Sunday. They don't have a reason. And Zelensky is a little too calm for my taste after what we saw happen with him last time. He's a little too calm after the meeting went so well with Putin coming into this meeting. It is highly suspicious. Something stinks in Denmark. No offense to the people of Denmark watching. I'm just saying there is something going on here that is way deeper. And there is a plan here that is in place to attempt to be executed in an attempt, I believe, to try to take out President Trump before he's able to achieve this. So I'm going to implore you to pray and intercede, because there's a reason this dream was brought back so strongly to my remembrance yesterday morning, the day before the meeting with Zelensky. The Lord brought this back to me and emphasized it to me. And I believe we really have to pray and intercede that the court of God issues a restraining order in the name of Jesus Christ against any principality that is attempting to touch this man, his life, and his family, because they have a plan for his family too. They have a plan for his children that they will activate if necessary. And what we need is a restraining order before the court of God against the boasting, bloodthirsty, rageful powers and rulers of the darkness of this world that want ratification to sift him like wheat. Satan desires to sift certain people like wheat. That is scriptural. To sift them, to go after them. That is the desire right now, to sift them. Because the enemy thrives in war. He thrives in chaos. He thrives in greed. He thrives in darkness. He thrives in rage. Everything that's going on in that part of the world right now is the recipe for the enemy's garden to thrive, for the kingdom of darkness and their growth. And to put that down and quell that would severely hurt their interests right now that they're working on in that part of the world. And there has already been an outcry in the realm of the spirit, boasting for the life of President Trump, boasting for it and for the life of his children. That outcry has already gone out in the midst of what is happening between Russia and Ukraine in the realm of the spirit, because it would be a high sacrifice. Whenever a leader, there's an attempt on the life of a leader, the kingdom of darkness covets that because of the power that it could bring them. And that outcry has already gone out in the middle of this. This is why he needs prayer covering and his negotiators need prayer covering, because they're literally touching what Satan believes to be his right now. That part of the world, what's happening, Satan believes those interests to be his. And when you go in and you start touching that and meddling in that, you're going to get a very angry, ruthless apex predator directing their wrath at you. And this is where the interceding and intercession of the saints comes in. And this is why what I'm trying to tell you is all of this nonsense and infighting of the most nonsensical, superficial, narcissistic, boastful, greedy, snotty subjects and topics that are going on within the conservative party is meant to keep you distracted on a diet of junk food for your soul, so you cannot discern this and properly redirect yourself, refocus yourself, and begin to pray and intercede and actually use the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds in order to be effective in the middle of this and do what we're supposed to do in so as soldiers and servants in the army of the living God. Satan has hijacked the conservative party and is putting on smoke and mirrors and a telenovela to keep you entertained, to dull your spiritual senses, to fill your soul with junk in order that there is no room to hear Almighty God and what he's trying to tell you, because your soul is jammed up like the California freeway at rush hour. This is a strategy that he's using right now. And he has influenced and put a chain of bondage around the mouths and the lives of some of the most prominent conservative podcasters to do his bidding as slaves in this season. He don't mind if they sprinkle in Jesus here and there, as long as he's got the chain. And that's exactly what is happening. And in the middle of all of this going on, they're infighting about the most ridiculous things, getting you focused on things that are not only egregious to God, but are superficial, are not necessarily some of it the most important, is junk food, and has no deep roots. This is a strategy deployed from the pits of hell right now. And it has deceived them. It has deceived them. Mammon has lulled them with the song of the serpent. Division and chaos has lulled them with the song of the serpent to now be the publicist for the serpent and issue its talking points. And they're doing this to distract you so you cannot deploy your weapons and use your words as sharpened arrows, because death and life are in the power of the tongue, and scripture is a sword. And when you deploy that into the middle of a situation, you begin to cut down the agenda of the enemy. And instead, they want you to worry constantly. Now, I understand mentioning these things here and there, but they want you to worry about the Blake Lively lawsuit. I don't care. In the middle of all this, I don't care. Let Blake Lively go fight with Taylor Swift till their heart's content. I don't care. This is junk and is the antithesis of the word of God and the walk we are supposed to be walking. When we want to go say, Christ is king, Christ is king. King over what? Because he's certainly not king of your mouth, your life, or your agenda with the way you're talking. This is the problem. It's so easy to say, your actions say it all. Your actions say it all. Christ is king. He's actually the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and the name above all names. That's what he is. Are you walking it? Now, none of us are perfect, and that's why we need a Savior. We all fall incredibly short of the glory of God. But are we building the devil's empire and sandcastles, or are we building our house upon the rock of Jesus Christ? Are we directing our audience towards that, making them understand that without God we are nothing, that in one word he could destroy the planet, that we are merely servants and vessels that he fills and pours into in order that the kingdom of God can be advanced within the earth? That's why don't put man on a pedestal. Because that pedestal is floppy and it's fallible. And you know what? The only one that belongs high and lifted up is Almighty God and Jesus Christ. That's who belongs there. Man is a tool. We are the creation of the Creator at the bidding of the Creator to do what the Creator has created us to do. And I'm watching this unfold, and it is a tactic of the kingdom of darkness to get believers, conservatives alike, distracted. So distracted, they don't know which way is up anymore. And that is what is happening. And we have to be mindful and vigilant because, you know, Paul himself said, we cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices. We can't be ignorant of it. We cannot underestimate him. We're dealing with a formidable opponent that has some level of power. We have more power through Christ Jesus. We have that authority. But you're dealing with somebody that has weapons at their disposal. We cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices. We have to be sober-minded and vigilant because the enemy roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. And some of these conservative podcasters are being devoured by the lion and they don't even know it. They're literally prey being devoured. So pray and intercede because the enemy found a door. Gatekeepers left their post. The enemy found a door, and he got in, and it's meant to distract you from being able to see what the Lord wants you to see and to understand heaven's perspective of what's happening on earth and what is happening within the United States of America and what is moving about within the earth and what God's plans and purposes are for this time and this season to go forth and be accomplished to its fullness and be carried out. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind as we go forth in this. And I'm sure we'll have more to talk about on Thursday. If something happens sooner, we'll go live sooner and we'll announce. But it's going to be probably Thursday that we are back on live. Otherwise, we will announce and we will go live sooner, depending on what unfolds with all of this. So just be sober-minded, be vigilant, be in the Word of God every day. It's living and active and current for every generation for a reason. And it sharpens you. And it sharpens your spiritual senses. And it feeds you. And it actually strengthens you. All of this other junk weakens you. Feed yourself on the meat of the Word and be strengthened in this season, because this is the time to build. This is the time to grow. This is the time of Nehemiah. This is the time to go to work and build and really allow God to use you to expand territory for the kingdom of God in this season when he has granted us in his mercy a window to build. This is the time. Don't squander it. Don't squander it by allowing these people out here to run you in circles emotionally to a point where you don't know which way is up. It's the time to roll up your sleeves, to get to work, to build, and to accomplish what God has asked of you, what your creator and King of Kings has asked of you to do. This is the window he's granted you to supply you everything you need over and above to build out the territory that he's giving you in this time, in this season. Don't squander it. Don't squander it in this time. Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I felt that too. Praise God. Animal picks. Let's just show you. We have to show you what happened. Now, our moderators, who call themselves the Mod Squad, a huge box showed up at our house this morning, and they sent a bunch of gifts for the animals for my birthday. We filmed it. We will be releasing the whole video tomorrow. It's hysterical. Chester jumps in the box. Cyrus is moving gifts around. It's a funny, funny video. We will be releasing the video tomorrow, but thank you to our moderators for thinking of us. God bless you. You guys do an amazing job, and we're so appreciative of what you sent. It truly is a blessing. Also, our social media handles. If you can like and subscribe, it really helps us a lot, and we very much appreciate it. So Rumble, YouTube, TikTok, and Telegram, we're at Ark of Grace Ministries. Also on Truth Social, we're at Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88. X is @AmandaGrace_AOG. We have an Ark of Grace app in your app store. Search Ark of Grace. You'll see the dove with the olive branch. We broadcast live there as well. All the clips and the shorts and our broadcasts are on there as well. We are on bbsradio.com. You search Ark of Grace Ministries. We are on pray.com. Search Amanda Grace. We are now on pray.com. We're on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on pray.com. So you have to search Amanda Grace on pray.com, and you can subscribe there as well. Also, our sanctuary. We have on our Facebook page and TikTok, Ark of Grace Sanctuary. It's all the animal activity going on at the sanctuary, so you can subscribe to that. And our website, if you would like to help with the sanctuary and the care of the animals, is arkofgrace.org, and you can go there to learn more as well. We want to put up the lovely Givaderm ladies have done a special for my birthday. We actually got to see them in Nashville and go out to dinner with them. They're absolutely lovely. So for the birthday special they came up with, if you buy the full 5-step facial edition system kit, you get a free mother plumper, which is honestly one of my faves. So that, the uplift, the eye cream, and their body lotion is phenomenal. So you can go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners, use promo code ARK10, and it will populate in your cart and automatically, I believe, add the mother plumper for free when you order the 5-step facial kit. I use this facial kit. I use it twice a day, actually. So I use the full facial kit in the morning, and then I use three at night. So I use the Mother Plumper, the Uplift, and the Eye Cream at night. So basically, this sale will go until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you to our team. God bless everyone who's watching. Looking forward to seeing you back on live on Thursday. If sooner, we'll let you know. So armor up, everyone, according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day, as well as the other Psalms we have on the screen. We want to encourage you in the Word, always to read the Word, to pursue the Word on a deeper level. The Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6. Spiritual intelligence from the throne of God on how to pray. The order of that prayer should be completely adopted into your prayer life. Go read what Jesus Christ taught his disciples, how he taught them to pray. The order of that prayer. There are keys in it that are incredible for your prayer life. Hebrews 11 as well. One of the greatest chapters on faith in the Word of God. We also have Ephesians 1 and 3 that we had up there. I say those scriptures from those chapters every single day, sometimes multiple times a day, because the Word of God is living and active, and you have to activate it. You have to speak it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. A sword is useless if you don't swing it. So pick up your weapon, pick up the Word, and start swinging it at the kingdom of darkness and utilizing it as the fashioned double-edged sword that God has always meant it to be, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. Thank you again for all the birthday wishes. I very, very much appreciate it. And we will see you back on this week. Keep the faith, everyone. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog? What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere, our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this, because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Mebendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a 3-month supply. MAHA is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the Wellness Company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.